same, it seems to me. Cause you've been gone, I'm growing older, but I still can't seem to get you off my mind. And I do believe I feel you all the time.
Hello and welcome to the Song Lines and Tan Lines podcast. And I guess the Under 40 Victims of Fate podcast as well. I got one of the team members from that side on with me today. We tried this last week, and the audio was just no audio on Zoom or Riverside. So hopefully all is good today. The guy with me is Adam. Adam, go ahead and say hello.
Hey, it's good to be with you, man, after some technical difficulties.
Yeah, it's fun, man. I know you and what was the other guy's name on Under 40?
Hank.
You guys haven't been recording much since you had kids, right?
Yeah, we've hashed out like two episodes since my daughter was born. So we've been talking about getting back into it. In fact, I think if I say it right here, it'll hold Hank accountable. So we're going to come back with some new episodes. So if you listen to us, or even if you haven't listened to us, we're coming back. So be on the lookout.
Man, I hit 200 on this podcast.
That's like, I think we've done like maybe 20.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've not done a ton.
Yeah. Of course, you've got a lot of short episodes about songs and albums and stuff.
Yeah.
And when we go, we normally go about an hour and a half or so. And we've been fortunate enough to have some really cool guests on. That was the coolest part of it to me. You know, we talked to some really cool Buffett fans, and we had Peter Mayer on, and Brendan Mayer, and Mick Utley, Aaron McAnally. So those were really, really cool to have on. We had Heike Larson on.
Yeah, I was going to reach out to Heike. I did actually have a little conversation with Heike there for a bit. We could not work out a time to get on together. And with Buffett's passing, I don't want to reach out to anybody right now. The wound's probably still too fresh for everybody. So. Though I would love to bring one of those guys on sometime and just see how they're doing, how they're feeling.
Absolutely.
You know, so how are you doing since the passing of Jimmy Buffett? I know you were right in that. When I became a Parrothead in the early 90s, this is where you were when Buffett passed away. You're in that my wheelhouse when I was becoming a fan, going to the concerts for the first time, the albums for the first time. So it might have a little more. It had a punch for me. Because of where I've been all my life, but I know it punches maybe up just a notch for you because of how fresh you were in Buffett's world. So how are you doing as of today?
Yeah, better now. It still hurts, man. When it still doesn't seem real.
Yes,
you know, I have basically a shrine in my house, and I call it the record room, but it's basically a Buffett room.
Yes.
You know, where I have all my vinyls and CDs, and there's a framed picture up that my wife got me our first Christmas together when we were dating that has all the records he had released up to that point. And my daughter will point up to it. She can't say Jimmy, but she'll say, me, and she knows that that's Jimmy. And in fact, I hope she'll grow to love Jimmy, being her name's Delaney and all. But it's still tough. I tell you, I was probably one of the first people to know on social media because they posted really late at night, you know,
yes.
and I woke up with my daughter or our Yorkie. I don't remember which one woke me up, but it was around 2 or 3 a.m.
Oh,
and for whatever reason, I pulled up Instagram and saw that haunting picture that still haunts me every time I see it.
You know, is that the one in the boat?
The one in the boat with the gloves on, and it said, Jimmy passed peacefully. And I have chills right now talking about it. It shook me to the core. I didn't sleep the rest of the night. I got up the next morning really early.
Yeah.
Went and had breakfast with my dad and just talked about life and played Incommunicado on the way to breakfast. And that morning I mowed my yard and listen to nothing but Buffett music, and then for a while I didn't want to listen, to be honest.
Yeah.
And it's come back around now. I hear his words, keep the party going. And I text Hank the other day, and I was just doing laundry or mundane house chores, but my daughter was there, my wife was there. We had Buffett playing on the speaker there in the kitchen, and it just finally felt like we were living life again.
Right.
You know, because he's such a big part of the soundtrack of our life.
Yeah, for me, my best friend Chris, who ironically that Saturday, he works on the Audible Ecstasy podcast with me, shameless plug. He spent the day mowing the yard listening to Buffett that same day. Me, I couldn't listen to Buffett that day. And it took me a good solid week before I could finally just turn on some of his music. I listened a little bit off and on, but to really just dive in and listen to his music, it took me a solid week. I was stunned by how hard it hit me. If you hear the tribute episode, I'm actually breaking up by the very end of that tribute episode. And I barely could get through it. And to this day, I haven't really gotten back to full on Buffett again. I really haven't. I had him on yesterday, and it's something I just don't listen to on a regular basis anymore like I used to. I don't know if it's because of what the passing meant. It also kind of puts a little bit of a marker on your own life, you know, when the big ones start passing away. It makes you kind of think more about the fragility of life. You're like, if Jimmy can pass, he's not supposed to pass away.
That's right.
What's it say for me as I turned 51 last year? You know, that's what I'm saying. So it's tough, man. And Bubbles Up still. I mean, that song wrecked me that Saturday morning when I first heard it. I was like, good God, I'll never be able to hear this song. Amazing tune.
It's wonderfully written. And yeah, we've also had Will Kimbrough on our show. And this was obviously pre any of this happening. But, man, Will penned a great song, and Jimmy filled it in and buffetized it, as he would say.
Yeah, exactly.
But, it's still tough to listen to. That bridge is so beautiful.
It is.
I love that bridge.
Yeah, I'll never forget my friend when he texted. That's how I learned. He texted me, and I woke up the morning, opened my phone, and I had a text. And he said, man, I hate to do this to you today. And he had a link to Buffett's thing, and I was like, I get up making my beds every morning. I'm a stay-at-home dad, so part of my routine is making beds in the morning. I like a nice bed. I kept making that bed that morning. And I finally just said, dude, stop making the freaking bed and go upstairs and make coffee and get the day started. I swear I smoothed that bed out at least 30 times, and I had finally told myself to stop. I think I was just kind of stunned, you know. Yeah. And just amazed that an entertainer can do that to you. It still feels weird to cry and be upset over somebody you don't even know.
Well, he didn't know us, but we sure knew him, you know?
Yeah.
He's a part of us just like our blood is.
Yeah, exactly. So. It's in there, man. Like I said, I'm trying to raise my kids on Buffett, and they know Buffett, but it's been another band, Ice Nine Kills. I'm a big metalhead, and my son and I, we're starting to bond over that. So
that's cool.
He likes the horror stuff, but he's not old enough for horror. But the band is like doing stuff about horror movies and stuff, so it's kind of a nice gateway for him, I think.
Oh, cool.
You know, there's some language, but I'm like, keep it in the song. Don't take it out of the song. You'll be all right. Just don't repeat it, you know. So,
How old is he?
He's 11.
Okay, gotcha.
My daughter's 8, so she's we're trying to in the car in the mornings. Is right now it's The Descendants from Disney for her. We rotate every day, and Ice Nine Kills for him every day in the car. So I get Disney one morning, I get hardcore metal on one morning. So it's really unique. So
well, I'm kind of fortunate right now. My daughter is 1, and she has a favorite song, but it's not Wheels on the Bus or anything like that. I'm a big John Mayer fan. And
oh, yeah.
I started dancing in the kitchen with her when she was 0 weeks old, you know, whatever.
Right.
And we still dance, and she'll ask to dance. And she'll point to the speaker when we're in the car. She'll point up front and say, dance, John. And there's a specific John Mayer song, Moving On and Getting Over. Real bluesy bop. And she's got to hear it. And she can be throwing the biggest fit. I play that song, all good. So it doesn't get old as quickly as Wheels on the Bus or Itsy Bitsy Spider.
It doesn't. What's it called? Moving On and Getting Older?
Moving On and Getting Over.
Getting Over. I might open the show and close the show with that one then.
Cool. That's cool.
Maybe do a little work. See, I don't have to do as much work with the Riverside Chats. Now I got to do some work, man. Come on.
Yeah.
I don't have a way to, I don't have a fancy soundboard. I take a Bluetooth speaker. That's what I do. That's how I get my music going. I use a Bluetooth speaker. So
love it. So sounds like us.
Yeah. So anyways, you know, I don't have a lot, like I said, we don't have a lot to talk about. We're just going to chit chat a minute. I think Adam was just itching to get on a podcast again. So I thought I'd help him feel that itch this year a little bit. And actually I'm going to try to bring Adam on as sort of a pseudo co-host from time to time, as long as this podcast is running.
Cool.
It's nice to have another voice, but, I had a few little topics that might be fun to talk about. I know we need to talk about the new album because I'm sure you've got some thoughts on it. And I did two episodes on it, so I definitely have some thoughts on it.
Yeah, I need to. I've not checked those out yet. I was going back and catching up on some of your older episodes around the new year, though. And I loved your episode, your first episode with Dave, who's a good friend of mine. And, I've not had the heart yet to listen to the tribute episode with Dave.
Yeah, so. He plays the, that was one of those things about the music got screwed up because of the echo stuff on here, so I had to fix it. But, yeah, Dave, that was cool. He actually played the songs he wanted to feature. I gave him like four or five songs. I said, pick them out, and the ones that mean the most to you, and he just played them. So we talked about it, and then he played them. So it's a really unique kind of episode. So it's, well, I was calling like a podcast concert is what I was calling it. So
that is cool.
So anyways, trying to start a trend.
That's really cool, yeah.
Yeah, so what are your thoughts on Equal Strain on All Parts?
I think it's a really solid last thing for Jimmy to say, you know. And I think it's a very Jimmy Buffett album, right down to the cover. In fact, that cover is the one sitting on my now spinning stand in the record room because it's obviously it's special to own that on vinyl. I know a lot of people are still trying to find it. I was fortunate to get my hand on a copy of the, I think it's called the Key West Indie Blue, whatever it is. But it's a really cool, beautiful, physical album.
Right.
And then, you know, from a sonic standpoint, I don't think the record's as deep as his previous album, Life on the Flip Side.
Right.
That was an extremely underrated piece of work from Jimmy. I mean, that's an excellent album.
Yeah.
And I think that Equal Strain is a really good album.
Right.
That'll mean a lot because of what it is, right? There are some killer songs, Bubbles Up, that we've already talked about. I love Johnny's Rum. I kind of thought Jimmy was talking about himself, and I've come to learn that he wasn't.
Yeah.
You know, he's talking about the actual Johnny Holiday.
Right.
But Tea Punch Cafe.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's a gut punch, really, because it seems like Jimmy has essentially he's taken us to all these wonderful places and meeting all these wonderful people that he created along the way. You know, there's allusions to the Jolly Mon and Desdemona.
Yeah.
I love it. I love that song. Those are my top three tracks from the record.
Yeah. Like my dog, I'm a cat person, but that song, man, still, I have one of my favorites off that album. And like the Tea Punch Cafe was an easy favorite. And the one before that, too, was solid. What was that song? Kula Kale is what it says in there. That's that song. Can't think of the name of that one.
Oh, that's Tea Punch.
Is that Tea Punch? Okay. What was the one before? The one before it is solid.
Like My Dog is track 7, I think. And,
I can't think of it.
And then T-Punch is track 8. Equal Strain? Is Equal Strain track 6?
I think it's 3rd or 4th. I'll think of it eventually. It's more with the parentheses, I think, in the title. If I'm not mistaken. Anyways, that one.
Let me look.
The Bourbon Street song that opens it is one of my, it's going to be one of my all-time favorite Buffett songs. I love the University of Bourbon Street. It makes you want to just get up and have a Mardi Gras party in the kitchen, man, when you hear it. It's such a good song.
Yeah, so that's the first track, Bubbles Up 2, Audience of 1, Gummy just kicked in. Close Calls is 5, Equal Strain is 6, Like My Dog, 7, T-Punch, 8, Portugal, or P.E.I. I like that song, too.
Yeah, P.E.I.
I like that song. Nobody Works on Friday, Fish Porn, crazy song. Yeah. Johnny's Rum, Columbus. I really like Columbus. Yeah. And I love his cover of Mozambique.
It's a better version of Mozambique than Bob Dylan's. No doubt. Bob Dylan's version is a little drab compared to that one.
Yes, after it really is.
You know, but
it's hard to believe that Mozambique's not a Buffett song the way he did it. You know, which is how he always did covers.
It's like the Mexico song by James Taylor. It just feels like a Buffett song. Yeah, it feels more Buffett than Taylor's version does. Mm-hmm. You know, it feels more right. You know, there's just certain songs. Southern Cross, he just makes that more his own. You know, it's more life, more energy. You know, it's
Uncle John's Band.
Uncle John's Band, yeah. I actually have an episode, Uncle John's Band versus Uncle John's Band, earlier on, where I kind of talked about the Dead and the Buffett version at the same time. So, which is hard to do when you're by yourself to do a versus episode, but I said, what the hell?
Sure.
Why not? Just give it a shot.
Right.
So another topic I was thinking about is the Coral Reefers may tour again. Any thoughts on what that might be like? If you want to see one tour and see how it goes, or do you want to see multiple tours, or what are your thoughts on it?
If they want to play music, I hope they'll play music as long as they can. And like Jimmy said, keep the party going. You know, if they come anywhere close by, Lord willing, I'll be there. So that's where I am on it. Yeah.
Let me know. Me and you will go down there. Because you're right in Charlotte. I'm right here in Apex. So
Hank is in Charlotte.
Hank's in Charlotte. So where are you
Hank's
at?
In Charlotte. I'm in a small town called Salemburg. I'm like directly between Raleigh and Wilmington. So I don't know. Clinton, if you know where Clinton is.
I know Clinton, yeah.
That area.
Down that area. Is it near?
About 30 minutes from Fayetteville.
Okay. I know where you are. So, yeah. Well, that's cool, man. So we could all just meet up at the next Reaper show. Man, my friends, I'm sure, want to go too. So I had a chance to see Buffett last time around, and life, man. It's hard to get out of my comfort zone these days, and I had the chance. It had been number 10 for me. I still hate it. It's still crazy. Yes. I didn't think he was going to go. I really didn't. I don't think anybody did.
No.
You know, I didn't know.
We were so unprepared for it, you know?
Yeah. But my friends said when they left the show, they both had, one of them said he had a feeling this was it. And it was one of those weird feelings, I guess. But if the Reefers want to keep going, man, I think Mac, Nadira, who's the other one? Peter Mayer. They've all three are solid vocalists, and they could easily take turns on playing their own music. They could play some Buffett tunes. They've got a lot. I think they should take the album out in its entirety one time and just pick individual singers to pick the songs. Like, I'd love to see Nadira take a crack at a couple of the songs on here. You know, she'd sound amazing, like on T-Punch Cafe. Or Mac would be great on Bubbles Up. I heard him do Bubbles Up recently in concert somewhere. So, those kind of songs are great for Mac. Nobody Works on Friday. Maybe Peter Mayer can handle that song. You know, I mean, it could work. I think one solid tour with this album from back to front, and then we'll kind of see from there. So it's hard when you lose your lead singer. You know, if you lose a drummer, bass player, but when you lose that singer, man, that's the cornerstone of the band, you know, in a lot of ways. It's like when David Lee Roth left Van Halen. Even beyond Van Halen, you can still hear Van Halen there because, you know, it was David Lee Roth. But, you know, so anyways, but we'll see how it goes. So, but I hope the tickets will be pretty affordable.
Who knows?
They've been kind of astronomical, but.
Yeah, they have.
Well, the other thing I was thinking about was just throwing out some underrated albums. Maybe a little conversation about that, just some stuff that maybe people could give a listen to, because everybody's talking about Margaritaville since Jimmy passed, which is right. But I kind of feel like a lot of his other stuff's getting shuffled to the side, and it'd be nice to have some underrated stuff get to, you know, at least that Pirate Looks at 40 is starting to get some traction again. So that's worthy of it. So you got any underrated albums that you want to throw out?
Well, anybody that's ever listened to our show knows that my favorite album is Barometer Soup. You know,
that's on my list.
It gets no better than Barometer Soup for me. In fact, and Fruitcake's probably my second favorite album. I love both of them so dearly. It's an experience every time I listen to Barometer Soup. I pull out the liner notes and read them too. Mm-hmm. I'm an English teacher. The whole record was inspired by literature. Jimmy and Peter Mayer and Russ Kunkel and a few other guys, Jay Oliver, I think. Jimmy gave them a reading list. You know, we had Peter Mayer on our show, and he told us about this. And Jimmy gave them a reading list, and then they came back and wrote songs inspired by the stories they read, which was really, really cool. And they recorded it down in Key West at a place they called the Fish Camp.
Yeah.
And I loved that story. It was my favorite album before I heard Peter talking about that. But
right.
Love it even more now. I love Barometer Soup. And let me tell you, one that doesn't get talked about like it should is Hot Water.
It's on my list too, Hot Water.
Is it? My goodness, man. I love Hot Water. Probably my favorite Buffett song is That's What Living Is to Me.
That's an amazing tune.
And like a sneaky backdoor top 10 Buffett song for me might be Prince of Tides.
That's on this list. I made a list of like three songs from Hot Water. I listed Great Heart, Smart Woman, and A Real Short Skirt and Prince of Tides. Smart Woman is probably what got me into Jimmy Buffett initially.
I've heard you talk about that. Yep.
Yeah, because my brother kind of introduced me, but then when I heard, I've said it on the podcast before, when I heard that someone talking about Smart Woman, I was like, I don't know that song. And I was like, okay, I got to check it out. I was like, well, crap, I need to check the rest of them out. Back to Barometer Soup, though. Barefoot Children might be one of his most underrated songs.
Love that
song is just so magical when you hear it. It's a magical Jimmy Buffett tune. And I'm always ashamed that more people don't know Barefoot Children by Jimmy Buffett. Mm-hmm. That is one of his top songs. It is. It's everything in a Jimmy Buffett song. It's all about being youthful and young and just enjoying your days and your life. And
it's you got such the Huck Finn allusions in there. Keep your raft from the riverboat. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, you know, I think the acoustic, the folk albums, Down to Earth, High Cumberland Jubilee, and Buried Treasure, do not get enough justice in his catalog.
Yeah, they're cool. They're cool albums. I really like Down to Earth. You know,
yeah, they got The Captain and the Kid came from there. Livingston's Gone to Texas came from those. Yeah.
Livingston's Gone to Texas played last night on my shuffle, and I was just reminded how amazing that is.
Yeah, yeah.
I love Ace too, and Dave does a great cover of Ace.
He does. That whole band. Dave said it. That's one. I think it might be one of the songs he played on my tribute was Ace. So him and that band are really good. I'd love to see them in concert sometime. They've just not been around here. So again, maybe if they come around, we'll go see them too.
Sure. Yeah, definitely.
I don't do a lot of concerts these days, man. Once 8 o'clock hits, I'm not in my comfy PJs. I'm not a happy person.
I hear you.
I got three other ones. Far Side of the World, I think, gets kind of lost in the shuffle. You got USS Zydeco's Mobile and Far Side of the World Alone are amazing Buffett tunes. In fact, I'm going to try and pair Zydeco's Mobile with George Strait's Adelaida at some point in time, maybe on the podcast. Ooh. Do those back to back. They have a nice feel, similar feel to each other. Take the Weather With You kind of gets lost between License After License to Chill.
Let me say real quick, Far Side of the World's one of my favorite tracks by Jimmy. It's probably... Yeah, it's top five for sure. Yeah. I love Tonight I Just Need My Guitar from the same album. And I really like Savannah Fare You Well. I know it's a cover. And Mademoiselle. I know that's a cover too, but I love all those songs. Far Side of the World's a great listening experience because it takes you on that journey.
Even O Tour de Rocher is on there, right? Which is a funky song, but man, it works. It only Buffett can make that song work.
You're right.
The other two I was going to mention was Take the Weather With You, which I don't think people mention much, with Bama Breeze and Hula Girl at Heart are two songs out there that stand out to me.
Like Nothing But a Breeze.
Nothing But a Breeze, the song. There's some really good bangers on that one. I think it kind of got lost after, that was his 5 o'clock somewhere, License to Chill era right in that time. And I think this one sort of slipped in there, you know, and kind of fell behind that one a little bit, you know. And Songs from Saint Somewhere, I also give that one a lot of props. Oldest Surfer on the Beach has been, I know it's the lead singer of Dire, Mark Knopfler wrote it.
Mark Knopfler, yeah.
But, man, it's one of his best. I mean, that's what I played on the tribute show, I think, was Older Surfer on the Beach when I did the one with my friends. I think it was one of the ones I picked was Older Surfer on the Beach because it's just...
I can't talk about my favorite Buffett songs and not mention Color of the Sun.
The Color of the Sun. That's on License to Chill, right? Color of the Sun.
It's on Songs from State Somewhere.
You sure?
I am positive.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's on Songs from Saint Somewhere. Color of the Sun, it is, I think it's one of his best pieces of writing. And
you're right.
You hear Jimmy, or you can hear Peter Mayer, and again, I'm plugging our show, but on that episode, he's talking about their writing this beautiful, beautiful song with so many poetic, just gorgeous lines filled with imagery, and they get to this last verse, sand dunes gone, snatched by a storm, all the That's poles right. really shifting, gypsy rains wash o'er the plains, wood and dreams are still drifting, the best of times can still somehow be found. And then Peter said, and Jimmy threw out, even the worst of beaches will never let you down. And they went around in circles like, is that what we want to say here? Because we've said all these elegant things. Do we want to say even the worst of beaches will never let you down? And then they came back around to it, and they were like, yeah, that's exactly what we need to say, because nothing makes more sense than that. Even the worst of beaches will never let you down.
I mean, I've been to some beaches that are not the best, but you buy the beach, what does it matter, you know? Yeah, right. You know, the song I was thinking of, Color of the Sun, is on. I was thinking of Trip Around the Sun.
Oh, yeah.
That's around, with Martina McBride. Had to get my Buffett cred right there for a second. I was like, man, I'm on a Buffett podcast. I can't be screwing this up. Didn't want to argue with Adam. I was like, okay, let's turn this into an argument. Be a color. And he spelled it the British way, too. C-O-L-O-U-R. I mean, he has another song. He had another song where he did that, too, where he spelled it the British way. I can't remember which one it is.
Yeah, he probably does.
So, anyways, yeah, but those are some of the underrated ones, I think, that, you know, and there's a few out there that of his newer stuff that I kind of see like three of them that kind of lump together: Buffet, Hotel, Beach House, and Somewhere Over China. They kind of have their own little pool, I think. You know, they're not his top albums, but they're not bad either. Somewhere kind of in the middle grade. Those kind of three play together. But these were the underrated ones, man, are just amazing. But Buffet Hotel, man, that title track is another great song by him.
It is. So. We love Wings. I love that song.
Yeah.
Another Will Kimbrough tune.
People are just missing out. They don't listen to Buffett post-90s, post-70s. I mean, I think you're missing out, man. His 80s stuff. Floor Days is probably my number one album. I mean, the mid-80s. It's so strong, man.
I love Floor Days. I love Off to See the Lizard.
Yes. You know,
I don't know that Off to See the Lizard isn't. I mean, that's sneaky top five. Here's where I'm looked at as crazy among the Buffett community. I don't, and Dave would definitely disagree, but I don't know how many 70s albums are in my top five.
You know,
I'm not saying they're not some of his best work. They absolutely are.
Yeah.
But, man, I love Off to See the Lizard. I love Barometer Soup, Banana Wind, Fruitcakes, Hot Water, all of those records, and specifically from Off to See the Lizard, Take Another Road, Changing Channels. Those two songs, I could never make a top five list without those two on it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I was thinking about it a few days ago. I think Buffett's almost his 70s goes almost to Floor Days. I mean, because after Floor Days, it kind of goes to Hot Water, which is different. He's trying to make a soul album, I heard, something like that on that one. And then he did like more of a techno 80s album with Off to See the Lizard.
Just
went straight Caribbean in the 90s. And then, you know, kind of came back around to this country rock, sort of trop rock sound in the 2000s. But from like Floor Days down, they're all pretty similar sounding albums, you know, with the music and the style. A little bit of 80s thrown in there occasionally on a few of them, but like, you know, Last Mango in Paris, you could probably say it's a 70s album to somebody, and they probably would not know it's not a 70s album. You know, it's a, so many songs on here, but Florida Days is that way too for me. That song, Florida Days, Criolla, you name it's on that album, man. It's, No Playing on Sunday, which is
no
kind
playing
of
on Sunday.
I live by that mantra. Just can't do a damn thing about it. Just deal with it and move on. You know, I'd really try to live by that every day of my life if I can. I'm not as strong at that anymore as I used to be. I get a little more flustered than I used to be when I was younger. But when I was younger, I was a lot more chill.
I tell you, I've been revisiting Volcano a lot lately, and I don't know that that's an underrated album, but you kinda think of Volcano, you think of the title track, you think of Finch, you think of Boat Drinks.
Yeah,
other than He Went to Paris, Boat Drinks is probably my favorite song you know by heart. But I love Lady I Can't Explain. I love Dreamsicle. And I love Stranded on a Sandbar.
Yeah.
Those are great songs.
And Stranded on a Sandbar got that really good bass line in it. Dun, 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 dun. Just because I've always loved the bass guitar. So when I hear a bass stand out, I'm like, that's cool. I like that.
For sure.
Funky
For sure.
Little tune. But, you know, anyways, we could go on and on. We got 30 minutes, so I'm thinking it's pretty good. I would like to do some more stuff, though, like do some reviews or something. Maybe I'll bring you on for a barometer soup or something. Because I'm at this point in my pod, I'm trying to get through all his albums to make sure I cover all the albums, just kind of go a little sparsely into them. And I'm up to Fruitcakes. So once I get back to it, maybe when barometer soup, maybe I'll see if you're around. And I'll skip barometer soup and then bring you on. We'll talk about it.
Oh, I love Fruitcakes, too, man.
Yeah, we could do Fruitcakes, too.
That's good.
I've got
those are my two favorite albums. They really are.
Well, maybe I'll skip those two, and then I'll bring you on for Fruitcakes and Barometer.
That sounds fun, man. I could talk about those albums forever.
We don't have to go song by song or anything. You know, I don't, like I said, I'll probably just push songs into it while I'm doing it, you know, later on after I'm done, like this recording. Mm-hmm. But maybe we just highlight some songs we want to feature, and I can do three or four of them like I usually do.
Cool.
I've always kind of called my podcast sort of the Cliff Notes of Buffett's music.
Gotcha.
You know, just little vignettes enough to kind of feel a, while you're doing the dishes or doing the clothes, you can just throw my podcast on and it didn't take too much time, you know. So some of these podcasts these days, man, they go on for, you get above an hour and a half. I'm like, okay,
sure.
I got to really consider this one if I want to listen to it. But, I guess unless we got anything else we wanted to talk about, we can probably wrap it up here, man. It's 30 minutes is a good little amount of time, I think. So
sure. Yeah.
But like I said, I think I'll try and get you to come on some. I'm going to keep the podcast going. I keep floating around with the podcast here, podcast there. I don't know. Sometimes I think, well, maybe I should do something different. You know, it's tough, man. One of the podcasters I follow. What's that?
Well, I saw where you, I've not listened to it yet, but I saw where you have an episode on Chesney's Be As You Are album.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I can't wait to go listen to that. That's one of my favorite albums, too.
That's
I'm
an
a huge
album.
Chesney fan, too.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
What are your top three from that album?
From Be As You Are?
Yeah.
I'd have to go look at it again. I know Island Boy is up there because that was at my wedding reception.
Okay.
I mean, Guitar's Tiki Bar has always jumped out at me when I first heard it. I'm trying to think of the other one on there. Key Lime Pie. I think I featured some of the ones that really jumped off. Keys in the Conch Shell is on another. Is it on that one or is it on another?
That's
one?
On Lucky Old Son.
Yeah, I like that song a lot too. Keys in the Conch Shell.
That's one of my wife's favorite songs. Keys in the Conch Shell.
It's such a good song. I'd have to look at it again to know what's on there. I can't remember off the top of my head.
It's got Old Blue Chair, obviously the title track. You've mentioned Guitars at Tiki Bars, Island Boy, Somewhere in the Sun. It's so good. Boston.
Yeah.
I've always loved Boston. Something
Boston.
Sexy About the Rain.
Yes.
French Kissin' Live, Key Lime Pie, Magic. What's track 11? I think 11 might be. What is track 11? 12 is Soul of a Sailor.
Soul of a Sailor. Which is...
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, Chesney gets a little flack, but I think he's figured out his niche, man. I really do. I think... I know he's a boy from Tennessee, but I'm a boy from close to Tennessee, Virginia, Tennessee, and I would rather be on the beach and talk about the beach than write about the mountains. You know, it's not who I am. You know, when I go to the beach, I feel like I'm home. When I go to the mountains, I feel like, hey, I'm on vacation, but I'm ready to leave after about a week and a half. So
I know what you mean.
So I don't think you can hold him's feet to the fire for that. You know, I think he's discovered the beach and the Caribbean, and he's found a sound that works for him. And when you listen to his, like, 90s stuff, it's really good, but I don't think it sounds Chesney. It sounds like he's trying to be
George Strait. Yeah.
He's trying to be a country singer when he's not really a country singer. He's more of a different kind of sound. When he hits that No Shoes, the No Shoes album, I think it's called No Shoes. Yep. I think that's where he kind of came into his own. So, anyways, I would like to get into more Chesney. I could run this podcast for years if I really wanted to. I think I'm just going to eventually fizzle out, but I would love to cover more Chesney stuff. And Dawes, I don't know if you've heard of Dawes or not, but they're an amazing kind of throwback band that I would highly recommend all your favorite bands by them. That album is awesome. Just a nice, chill sort of Laurel Canyon sound to them.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I love that vibe.
You would really like Dawes. Dawes. Turn on all your favorite bands, that song right after here, and just listen to it. It's an amazing tune. But anyways, getting off track. I got to pick the kids up today. So I'm glad Adam hit me up today. I was at my age, I got a heart doctor on speed dial. So I go in 1 year to check the old ticker once a year, and that's what was happening today. So
please bypass this heart.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was going to say to them. You get to be a certain age, man. Your weird things happen, and you got to just get heart doctor on everybody. Physical every year, everything, man. Dermatologist, you just name it when you get to be 50, but you'll get there. You're in your late 20s, right, Adam?
I will be 30, Lord willing, in May.
May. Oh, you're about to leave the 20s, huh?
Yeah.
That's funny. You're about to start
kind of depressing.
Yeah. That's right, man. You got a bunch of good years ahead of you. So you'll start noticing it. When you get in your 30s, you'll start knowing the pains a little more. The 40s, the pains a little more. The 50s, you're like, all right, this is getting serious, man.
Yeah.
But anyways, I'm going to wrap it up, man, instead of chit-chat and let you get back to work, because you're doing exactly what Buffett would want you to do today. You're recording a podcast while working.
Maybe nobody will hear this that I work for.
Doing a perfect Jimmy Buffett thing today, man. Buffett is smiling somewhere today at you for doing this, man.
There
so
you
he's
go.
Like, this there is go. Exactly what I want you to be doing. But anyways, man,
I wish lunch could last forever, right?
Ah, dude, I love that song too. Such a good song. Mermaid in the Night.
Yeah. You know.
I wrote a script for Pascagoula Rum when I was in college, when I was doing like a short film.
Oh, cool.
Didn't become, none of my stuff ever becomes anything, but it's there. It just never becomes anything. But anyways, I'm going to wrap it up. This has been songlinesandtanlines@gmail.com. Not songlines. That's my email address. songlinesandtanlines@gmail.com. See what happens when I don't have a script. This is why I need to have a script. This has been the Songlines and Tan Lines podcast with the Under 40 Victims of Fate podcast. Adam, you want to wrap it up and say whatever?
Yeah, fins up, and I guess it's apropos to say bubbles up now, right?
Bubbles up. Yep. And like I always say each week, take care. Thanks for listening. And let's shut it down now. I'm hitting the stop button. And don't leave. Don't hit the leave button. You stay right where you are. And then I will stop it. And I'll make sure this wraps up once I find the stop button. There it is. All right. Peace out. Bubbles up. Fins up.
My back with lightning bolt. Thunder rolls like a bass drum note. The sound of the wind.